This meeting from now comes to order. Madam Clerk, shall we have roll call, please?
Meeting of the Orange Cove City Council, April 26, 2017, 6:30 p.m. Mayor Victor Lopez.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Diana Guerra Silva.
Present.
Council members Gilbert Garcia, absent. Minerva Pineda.
Present.
Josie Cervantes.
Present.
Staff, City Manager Sam Escobar.
Here.
City Attorney Ernie Tuttle.
Here.
And Police Chief Marty Rivera.
Here.
Thank you very much. We have a court to do business. I'm going to ask our Vice Mayor to let us pray.
Yes, let us pray. Heavenly Fathers, we're so very thankful, Lord, for this wonderful day that you have given us. We thank you for this time, Lord, that we that set aside for the City of Orange Cove, Father, for the agenda that we have here tonight, that you may lead us and guide us in it, Father, and that you may lead us and guide us in anything that pertains to the City of Orange Cove. And I just want to thank everybody that is here tonight, and that you may bless them, Lord. And I also want to ask you that you may bless the city, Father, as you have always done, and that you may be with those that are in need at this moment, and you would help this great nation of ours also, Father, and those that are in the military, that you may be with them, Lord. And we thank you so much just for being who you are and for doing such wonderful things for the City of Orange Cove, Lord. I thank you for everybody here tonight, Lord, and that you may bless them. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Collegiate and Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Confirmation of the agenda?
No change, sir.
Thank you very much. Okay, we'll go to C, presentation. Before I make the presentation, I'd like to acknowledge we have our great friend of mine, a very special person, Mr. Juan Garza Jr., present tonight with us here. And we have Mr. Angel Durazo, our principal at the Orange Cove High School. And another dear friend of mine, Mr. Campbell, our new superintendent, Kings Canyon Unified School District. Thank you, gentlemen. Of course, Mr. Manny Ferrar is our representative on the Kings Canyon Board. Now, it gives me great pleasure to present and recognizing, honoring Mr. Juan Garza, superintendent of Kings Canyon Unified School District. We're here to honor him tonight. And for me, Mr. Garza has always been an inspiration for me and an honor to be a friend of Mr. Juan Garza. And I was always bragging about him. He didn't know that, but I told, yes, you can. If you get an education, you can be the superintendent in Orange Cove. So, Mr. Garza, it is a great honor to present to you this plaque on behalf of all the citizens of Orange Cove and the Orange Cove City Council and the Orange Cove Works City Workers of City Orange Cove. And I'm going to ask our secretary to please read the proclamation.
Recognition and honoring Mr. Juan Garza, Superintendent of Kings Canyon Unified School District. Whereas the Orange Cove City Council is pleased to honor and recognize Mr. Juan Garza for his outstanding service as the superintendent for 15 years with Kings Canyon Unified School District and serving 27 years with Kings Canyon Unified School District. And whereas Mr. Juan Garza graduated from Woodlake High School, then earned his BA in teaching credentials from Fresno State, later receiving his counseling credentials from San Jose State University, then continued to Fresno Pacific to receive his master's in administrative credentials. And whereas Mr. Juan Garza served the following schools: Delano High School as a teacher, then counselor; Central High School, dean of students, then vice principal; Selma Unified Principal Alternative Education; Edison High School as the program manager. And whereas Mr. Juan Garza with Kings Canyon Unified School District served the jurisdiction of the City of Orange Cove, Reedley, Nathalinsha, Squaw Valley, Dunlap, and Miramonte. And whereas Mr. Juan Garza individually committed courage and dedication made dramatic changes for the students and working people living in the City of Orange Cove. And whereas Mr. Juan Garza has championed the cause of overseeing the development of educational plans for Kings Canyon Unified School District, which includes minority programs, and building capacity of faith and community-based organizations to carry out programs to empower students and staff members. And whereas Mr. Juan Garza is very well respected universally, loves people, and creates a good feeling throughout the communities, and especially in the City of Orange Cove. Now therefore be resolved that Mayor Victor Lopez and the Orange Cove City Council members, County of Fresno, State of California, do hereby thank you for your strong leadership and dedication, and commend Mr. Juan Garza on this date, April 26, 2017, for his many years of service with Kings Canyon Unified Cheyenne Unified School District and wish him the best in his well-deserved retirement.
On behalf of all of us, you've honored us. You did a great job, and I can't believe the shoes Mr. Campbell's on the field. Mr. Campbell is he's also a heavyweight. He's good people. Counselor, you wish to say, Mr. Garza, any award?
I'd just like to thank you for all your hard work and dedication to the children of the of Kings Canyon Unified School District and your outstanding effort to help everybody. Thank you so very much.
Thank you for all your work for with our kids.
Thank you for all the work.
Thank you.
I just want to say that the work and the contributions to the community of Orange Cove have been through the efforts of a lot of great people. Manual included our school board members and the district and all of our principals and teachers. But I'm extremely proud because I just want to note that prior to getting into education, I think all of you know that I used to come here to visit my cousin Ramon Garza and Teresa Garza for many years when I was 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. So the city of Orange Grove grew on my heart for many years. When I came to Kings Canyon, it gave me delight to be able to come over here. I'm extremely proud of the students of Orange Grove High School. They are achieving very, very well in all of our schools. And when we come to a place, we always hope that we leave it in a better place than when we came. And I think Orange Grove High School, through the efforts of the city and the school district, have enhanced the community and the educational programs and opportunities for our kids. Muchas gracias.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
We have an awards program at Orange Cove High School for the students, so you're going to see most of the front row disappear.
It's okay.
Okay.
It's all right.
It's okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you again.
Thank you, brother. God bless you.
Thank you.
Mr. Campbell, take care of him.
Thank you.
Muchas gracias and be blessed.
Is there a way to take a picture with the council?
Oh, you want to take a picture with us?
Take really quick.
Can you take a real quick picture with us?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Senor.
Thank you.
God bless.
Have a good rest of the
day. Thank you.
You too.
Thank you. Good times.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
I have a Titan, so we'll take it.
Okay, we'll go to number two. Presentation by Mr. Eli Cruz, president of VECDERC, regarding the diabetic education. Is he here with us tonight?
I don't see him
here. He's not here? Okay, we'll go to consent calendar. Council, do you want to vote on the consent calendar as presented, or do you want to vote on items separately in discussion?
I'd like to make a motion. Go ahead and approve. Make a motion to approve the consent calendar as presented.
I second.
We have a motion, a second. Any further discussion? Anybody in the audience? Being none, all in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Yes vote by Mayor Lopez, Silva, Pineda, and Cervantes.
Our councilwoman is going to leave. She has a situation she wants to attend, so thank you for coming. Okay, we'll go to administration, city engineer. Subject consideration and discussion regarding the bid for the park and anchor sewer and water improvements.
Mayor,
Mr. Horn here?
He's not here. He's actually on vacation, but I'll be presenting it.
Okay.
And we also had Capital Rivers development here, Mr. Frank Kozalski, and that's also Greg Aguirre that we're talking about the development because it's all correlated with the project.
So great, excellent.
So, Mayor and Council, this project is went out to bid. It's a sewer line that goes from Joe Serna up to Anchor Avenue that provides the sewer services and also be a water stub out to the property on the corner of Anchor and Park Boulevard, which is the development that the city's been working with. So this is the first phase of this development. We went out to bid for the project. We got three or four bids that came in. Some came in high. We actually were pretty happy and satisfied with the number that came in from Mr. Nelson, and who's done work with us before. They did the infrastructure work at the industrial park a couple years back. So the total bid came out at $125,000 for the project, and that was below our engineer's estimate that we had. And again, this is just to serve the project right now. That would be for the corner of Park and Anchor, for the Dollar Tree, AutoZone, and then the McDonald's as well. So this is to get them going. Without this, we can't get them going. And I want to kind of clarify, you know, that we are still working the EDA. There's two items here on the regarding the EDA grant. The EDA grant sewer line is a much larger trunk line that goes from Anchor all the way to Munson. So then that leaves us for future development, not only for this development we have, but across the street, and anything that gets developed on Munson, it'll set us up for infrastructure needs for any future development. So for the next 10, 12 years, we'll have that infrastructure in place for commercial development, or it could be residential as well up Munson Avenue. So that's what we have before you, and asking council to approve that tonight. And then that money that we're using for the sewer line and then the water stub out is coming from the impact fees. So it's not general fund, it's impact fee money that we'll be using.
Okay. Council, any questions to Mr.?
No. We need a motion?
Yes.
I'd like to go ahead and make a motion to approve resolution number 2017-12, accepting the bid from Bill Nelson, Get Inc. for the installation of a sewer and water mains and services for $125,665, and authorize the city manager to sign a standard construction agreement.
I second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Is there anybody in the audience?
Yes. The Capitol Rivers folks would like to come up and talk.
Okay, sure.
Give the council an update.
Okay, great. Thank you, sir.
Hi, good evening.
Thank you.
Well, first I want to say, you know, it's been an absolute pleasure working with the city on this project thus far, and, you know, we couldn't ask for a better partnership. And we do, you know, development projects throughout California, and they don't always go this smooth, especially with, you know, the number of challenges that I think we've had to face on this particular project. So I just want to start off by thanking everybody. We've been moving forward, you know, pretty rapidly on the project. We've got, you know, our civil drawings are complete, and our building drawings are going to be submitted in the next week for the Dollar Tree, and AutoZone has already been submitted. We are working through with our civil engineer and with Gary Horn to finalize the parcel map process, and hope to be able to start construction within the next month or two. So I think our timing is perfect with the scope of work that you guys just approved this evening. So yeah, everything's moving forward, and with that, I can open up for any questions and, you know, to both of us. So
yeah.
Good to see you all again.
Thank you.
We, as you know, we've been working on, you know, the first phase of the project being, you know, AutoZone and Dollar Tree, along with the McDonald's. McDonald's is, as you know, we've got a letter of intent. You know, the first part of the process is getting terms agreed upon for them to go through their real estate process by, which is probably one of the slowest processes that we have to work on. So we're working through it. You know, the first part is, you know, good. All the economics are there. They've got, you know, multiple real estate levels, along with there's been some transition. There's like a new VP, and, you know, being a smaller town, it kind of gets pushed to the, you know, kind of the, you know, the back. So the, you know, the bigger towns get, you know, precedent, obviously. But, you know, everything's moving forward there. We continue to push. I appreciate your help with the letters of support for McDonald's. They appreciate it. They received it. So we're working through that process. You know, and the other thing is, now that we'll start construction soon, we also have, we'll have some interest from some new tenants that we'll be talking to. We've already reached out and gotten positive feedback from Taco Bell. That would be, we'd be looking at them on the western part of the project. So they've already got a plan, and there's a real estate convention in a few weeks in Las Vegas that we'll be attending. We'll be meeting with them. We've got a couple hardware stores we reach out to. So I mean, the first part is getting the, you know, the construction done on the first phase,
yeah.
And as we expected, you know, and apparently there's been some talk about Dollar General coming to town. So I think we've really sparked some great interest in the project.
It's funny because initially, you know, it was Dollar Tree and AutoZone and McDonald's. And then all of a sudden, it seems like that's kind of rolled into
O'Reilly's
O'Reilly's and some other tenants that have been poking around. So if anything, we've been doing a good job, I think, of promoting within the city, and we'll continue to do that, obviously. And you know, it's we're excited to get the project kicked off and start construction, and I think it's just going to hopefully spur further development as well.
Yes. In fact, when we got a call from O'Reilly's that they were coming in, I wanted to talk to them about, are you aware that we have AutoZone? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No problem.
No problem.
Because I don't want to come and say, hey, Mayor, how come you say nothing about it?
You know what's funny is it's you know, a lot of these retailers, it's competitive, right?
Oh, yeah.
They hear that,
yeah,
you know, their competition's coming, and then they want to come, and then it starts, you know, kind of that race. And
it's amazing that in Ricky they have AutoZone on the Ryan side, and he got O'Reilly's on the Ryan side,
right,
and now they're moving AutoZone next door to them.
Right.
So I said, wow, that makes it all right.
You just kind of have to get it going. And,
yeah.
You know, that leads to other things. So.
Well, you know, I'm real proud of your company for doing a professional job and courteous job, and I'm glad to hear that my staff is doing an outstanding job with you, and I want you to know that this council is with you. We'll support you all the way.
Thank
you
very much.
And we hope that you prosper with our community.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Okay, we'll go to City Manager's Report. Subject consideration, discussion regarding the facility use.
We didn't have a vote.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you, Mr. Stone.
There was a vote. I just need to do the roll call.
Oh, okay.
Yes, you need to do the roll call.
Okay, yes vote by Mayor Lopez, Silva, and Pineda.
Thank you. Number six, subject consideration, discussion regarding the facility use maintenance agreement between the City of Orange Cove and Target 8 Advisory Council.
Mayor, this is bringing back and updating the facility use agreement that we have with Target 8 over for the Julia Lopez. And this is just a renewal of that agreement for another 2 years. So bringing back that to the council. The terms haven't changed. We've kept the terms the same, just extended it for another 2 years.
Council, any questions to the manager? Okay. Do we need a motion?
I'll go ahead and make the motion to approve the Second Amendment Facilities Use and Maintenance Agreement between the City of Orange Cove and the Target 8 Advisory Council for 2 years, July 1st, 2017 through June
30th, 2019.
A second. We have a motion, a second. Any further discussion? Anybody in the audience? Being none, all in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Number seven, subject consideration, discussion regarding the... Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm going to do a roll call.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes vote by Mayor Lopez, Silva, and Pineda.
Thank you, June. Okay. Number seven, consideration, discussion regarding the agreement regarding the sewer main improvement project.
Mayor and Council and members of the public, this item is the... it's in draft form, so we're asking the council to approve as to form, and have our city attorney approve that as to form, as well as Fresno County and OCID both have a copy of this agreement, and so there might be some slight modifications to this agreement. And the basics of this agreement is to pretty much indemnify both Fresno County and OCID that their participation in the EDA grant, which we need to have them as co-applicants. Fresno County, as a co-applicant, because of our sewer line, extends beyond our city limits through Munson, the main trunk line that we're talking about. It goes through Munson into Fresno County property, and we need to get it right away. Because of that, EDA is requesting for them to be a co-applicant. And so what this agreement does, it indemnifies them from any obligation financially, repairs to the sewer line, and let them know that, you know, the sewer line belongs to the city and we'll be doing any maintenance and repairs to that, and it'll still be on county right away. On OCID is because there has to be a relocation of existing irrigation line that comes up from Anchor and down Sumner. So that's where we're going to be relocating the line, because we're touching their line in this project. They have to also be a co-applicant because it's not our irrigation line, it's the OCID's, and they're fine with it to be a co-applicant. And these are the last pieces that we need. We're getting one more letter from Capital Rivers for AutoZone to increase another 26 jobs, and that'll be the last of it that we needed for us to complete the application.
Great. And I also want to thank my supervisor Buddy Mendez for immediately working for us to get this easement that we need, you know, because it's Fresno County, so supervisors have to agree with us, and so I appreciate his support. Okay, council, we need a motion
to approve both A and B, so both agreements.
Yes.
Okay. Make a motion, go ahead and approve the form of the agreement for the sewer main improvement project, Sumner Avenue from Munson to Anchor Avenue for the following: agreement between the City of Orange Cove and Fresno County, and the agreement between the City of Orange Cove and Orange Cove Irrigation District.
I second.
We have a motion, a second. Any further discussion? Being none, anybody in the audience? Being none, all in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Yes vote by Mayor Lopez, Silva, and Pineda.
Thank you. Number eight, consideration discussion regarding the banner pole footing. Mr. Escobar.
Mayor and Council, if the Council recalls, we purchased some poles so we can have some advertising banner for city events or things that are happening with the community through the Chamber of Commerce or other organization, nonprofits within the city, so they can advertise their events down here on Park Boulevard. So it'll be on Center Street and Park Boulevard. We originally were going to attempt to do the work ourselves because we had an individual that used to work at Donaldson's junkyard that had the boring machine. And he would do it at a pretty good price, and he's no longer there, so we had to go back out to bid for this project, and we got two bids, and the lowest bid was $12,140. Now this is only for the foundation work that needs to get done, because you're talking about like a 6 foot hole and 3 or 4 foot diameter with a rebar cage inside of it, so it'll hold the poles on both sides. So that's two holes that they have to be building, and then we'll come in with our staff and put the poles up and put the wire across the poles so we can start hanging the banners for advertising. So we're asking the Council to approve the bid of $12,140 to Greg Peterson Construction to move forward with the pole construction, the banner pole.
Okay, Council?
It's one banner pole.
Well, it's two.
It's two?
Two.
It's got to go across.
It'll be for one banner that'll go across.
Oh, okay.
Both streets.
Okay.
East and west.
Okay, I'd like to go ahead and make a motion to approve the bid proposal from Greg Peterson Construction in the amount of $12,140.
I second.
We have a motion, second. Is there any further discussion? Is there anybody in the audience? Being none?
This the banner that they're going to have. They're going to include nonprofits. Would that be including like our friends at Orange Cove? And what would it cost us?
It'd be free. So just to be a matter of availability of space. So if,
how do we get on that list?
We haven't created that process yet, but I know like the Chamber has two events that they do per year. The fire department does, and then of course the city events. And so it'd just be a matter of time and scheduling for the banners.
Publicity, because a lot of people don't know that we have that there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, we'll go to F on the agenda, public forum. Is there anybody in the audience that wishes to address the City Council on items that are already on the agenda? Please come forward, state your name.
Good evening, Council. My name is Bertha De Bosque. I come here on the behalf of the Friends of Orange Cove Animal Shelter. I just want to commend our public works. We've been working hand in hand with them. So our kids are now 30 in number. We got a new school. OC High has just signed a contract with it for the life science course. So we're going to be actually having a life science course inside the high school. Plus, the students are now coming to do the community service in our school. We just signed up with El Monte Middle School. So we have 30 kids constantly coming. They're running as ragged because they're all really, really into walking dogs, bathing, whatever we need to do. We just added a shed / intake building to care for any sick animals so they don't put them into the population. One thing that we are having, we wanted to update anything that has come with the grant writer because we haven't heard anything.
She just emailed something back, I think 2 days ago with, I got it Monday.
Is there any way we could get that forwarded to Jolie or myself?
She's the one she's in that email.
Okay, because I haven't heard anything. I wanted just to follow up on that. I had a proposition. A lot of community people are asking me for low cost spay and neuter. So it's really difficult for me to just keep saying, right now I'm at school, I can't basically do it while I'm at school, but Mr. Chapa has offered to fix our van.
Yeah.
But we can't seem to find the keys. He was willing to open it up Saturday, but we couldn't find the keys. We asked Mr. Angulo, he said he didn't have access to the keys. So we want to see if we get access to the keys because he's willing to do the work for free for us. But I wanted to ask the city for some help for insurance because I really want to do the low cost payment. If we can't get the clinics here, I like to do what we did here in the park, bring the families here. I take the dogs personally and deliver them, and they pay the fee. And that would be, like under the umbrella of the city and the Friends of Orange Cove, because I'm willing to do that. The year I did $250 by myself with help from a student. And I want to involve the kids because the pet industry is number one in the nation. And I'm thinking that if we get enough kids involved, this will, you know, turn out to be some great career. I'm not sure if you know the policeman that works in Reedley. He does the animal shelter there. His daughter is now a veterinarian at Dr. Gray's office. So this is a big industry. I mean, local kids, I could get really nice professions. And I also want to commend our police department. I was stopped one morning at the animal shelter. I was so embarrassed. Went to the animal shelter and I forgot my glasses, so I couldn't see the combination. So I was driving home and I said, oh my God, I have the high beams on, because I also need the high beams on. He stopped me and says, I was worried about you. He goes, I saw you because we're always filmed. The whole entire time we're at the Public Works were filmed.
Yeah.
He says, as soon as I saw you, I came to look for you because I had left my door open, but it was very honorable that he went to look for me to see if I was okay. He says, I couldn't wake you up because your fosters won't let me near the door, but he says, I was so worried. I came to look at you for you at the animal shelter, but I thought for sure I was going to get a ticket. But I would like you to take us in consideration. I mean, that van would only be used to transport animals from the city. You know, any type of veterinarian, we deal with Dr. Gray, and I would be the one driving the van. It's really costly for us because we do all the vet care ourselves. Yeah. Nobody helps us with any of the vet care we do. And basically what we're doing is low cost breed and neuter.
I talked to the manager about that issue. We discussed it, and we're in favor of, you know, doing that, you know, a special day for it, and invite the community to bring their pets or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Would there be any possibility of you guys helping us to keep an insurance on that van?
Yeah.
Because it wouldn't be used for any other purpose but city events. Things that we need to help people with, because they're forever asking us. Okay. They're coming to our shelter and asking us for vaccines, or asking us.
Yeah.
I mean, we keep vaccines for our dogs, mm-hmm. but we're willing to share. The cost is not, you know, really great, but we've been willing to share with the community because, you know, it's a lot of need in this community. And there's nowhere, I mean, there's two clinics, maybe one clinic a year.
Okay.
And that's not sufficient for what's happening in the city. Okay. We've had several puppies die of distemper and parvo. Okay. So that's why we built the shed, to be able to take care of that situation.
Yeah.
Okay. So do I need to put that come back in, as an item on the agenda?
Just set up a meeting with the manager and you guys work it out, whatever you work out. But we're in favor of it. Yeah.
Yeah, so it'll just be kind of identifying the budget, and if we're going to do it twice a year, once a year. I think for the van, for the insurance, we probably would have to just donate the money to you, and you pay your own insurance, so it's not under the city umbrella, because I think the van is already under your name, isn't it?
It's, well, actually, we have never even turned on the van. We were barely getting established with the cost of what we put into the shelter. We put thousands of dollars into the shelter. You go to the shelter now, it's not the same shelter you guys used to go to before. We put thousands of dollars into the shelter. We have a dog run, a play yard. We have a shed. We have a slab where the houses are no longer in the dirt. They're actually raised from all the elements, because before the dogs were in mud.
Okay.
So we've done a lot of work.
Great,
but
thank
you. We just
you.
Need a little bit of assistance because, you know, this is a partnership, because, you know, as much as we want to admit, it's been a lot of work in our behalf.
Yeah,
and I'm willing to do it.
Yeah, just go ahead and meet with the manager. The manager will get back to us and, you know, and we'll just support it. Anybody else in the audience that wishes to address the city council? Okay. That gentleman, did you show up, Eli?
No.
Oh, no, what happened there? Okay, we'll go to city manager report.
Mayor and council, just want to report that the high school is going to be working with the city again, or the city is going to be working with the high school this year for summer youth work program. And they're going to be giving us 10 students. We'll probably have 3 at the water plant, 3 at the wastewater plant, and then 2 here at City Hall. We'll figure out how to divide them, but we'll have a total of 10. And it's been a program that's worked out really well for all the students, because they they learn something from whatever department they're working in, especially like the water and sewer. We're trying to get them engaged in that so they understand what the, they know that there's engineering, math, and science involved in those treatment facilities. So we'll be working on that again this summer. And that helps the city as well with some of the labor work that needs to get done and maintenance at some of the facilities.
Yeah.
And they're going to be having a lunch May 10th, like a brunch. Our city clerk sent out messages to the council members that can make it to kind of kick off the program as well. I will be attending the Fresno State Laos College of Engineering. They've invited us to a lunch where they're going to be showing off some of the stuff that the graduate students major in civil, computer, electrical, geomatics, and mechanical engineering, as well as construction management. We'll showcase more than 100 projects throughout the afternoon. So it'll be a 3 or 4 hour deal that they'll have there at the Laos Center. And I believe most of the council members received an invitation for this as well. I know the mayor did. Met with Mr. Durazo today with the school, and we're going to be working with them on the mural project that's part of the California Endowment grant that we received, well, the Target 8 received, so we'll be working with that. They're also going to be getting some free skateboards through a gentleman, the mayor might remember, Jim Oftedal, maybe Mayor Pro Tem, also he's used, Generation Green, I believe is what he was with, and he's still with them at USDA. And he has a friend that wants to help out Orange Cove and give out 15 skateboards to Orange Cove High School students and then 15 at Citrus Middle School. What they want to do is May 27th have a pretty large event at the skate park. The gentleman that's going to give the skateboards away, his company, he got his company to give donate the money for the hot dogs and the food and drinks for that day. They want the parents to be out there. And what they're going to be doing is they're going to be challenging the kids to write an essay. I'm not sure what the topic's going to be yet, but that's what the challenge is going to be. So whoever wins those 15 will get 15 skateboards that are worth like $150 each. And they're going to be bringing professional skaters also so they can do some demonstrations out there as well. And we might actually get the BMX riders out at the same time. So and that's all I have to report.
Great. Do you have a report on that, the money we got for the mural? And New York and the schools.
So the mural, the money we got from the mural, we got $15,000 total, and it went to through Target 8. $10,000 Target 8 gave back to the city for the Christmas program, and then the $5,000 is going to be used for the mural. $1,000 is going to be for material, $2,000 for the muralist that does the work,
yeah.
And then the rest of it is going to be broken down for first, second, and third place for the theme that's going to be done. And then the theme is empowerment. So whatever the students think empowerment is, you know, it could be education, it could be, you know, get out of vote empowerment, but that's what the theme is going to be.
And that grant was through the California Endowment?
Yes.
And the shows, I think, they showed they're going to present to a committee the renderings.
Yes.
And this will be coming, as you're coming into town on the wall, the merchant said that go ahead and do it. It's a perfect place as you're coming into town to have this beautiful mural. And the students will get how much money?
First place is $1,000, second place is $600, and then third place is $400.
So that grant is to be used for that purpose. You know. And then we used $8,000 for Christmas.
$10,000 for
Christmas. $10,000 for Christmas for the show that Orange Cove. And this is thanks to the California Endowment, a friend of mine that wanted to help Orange Cove. Okay, is that it, Aslan?
That's it.
Okay, we go to our city attorney. Welcome, Mr. Tellon. We miss you a lot, but you have a good partner.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Unfortunately, Mr. McCloskey is very ill with bronchitis, so that's great. Why I'm here tonight. So.
Thank you, Mr. Tellon. Thank you very much. Okay, we'll go to city council. Councilwoman?
Nothing to report.
I don't have anything to report.
Okay, I want to report that I attended the CDC conference in Fresno. There was over 400 participants. It was a 3-hour conference talking about economic development, talking about housing markets and interest rates and everything. It's quite educational. They're saying that this county will be booming. The housing will be happening like this happens here in Orange Cove. So we're excited about it to do some major projects here in Orange Cove. You know, and also with our new development, we appreciate that very much. Okay, I also wanted to let the council know that I'm really happy to be working with. We had a contest, and we're going to get about $500 for the naming of the shopping center. And what we selected was Sequoia View.
Yeah, Sequoia View.
I mean, how could a kid come up with Sequoia View? But you can see the Sequoias from Orange Cove. Mm-hmm. And that was a winner. We all agreed, so we're going to present the check to that young man or young lady, because I don't even know.
A young lady.
Young lady? Okay.
How old?
At the groundbreaking, we'll do it.
Yeah. She attends Ale Connor.
Oh.
She's young.
Yeah. Yeah.
How sweet.
That was so awesome.
That's great.
Yeah, we wanted the community to participate, you know, and it's great when the kids can get involved and do things, and they, you know, they can be proud that, hey, they were the ones that named the shopping center in Orange Cove. So it's great. Even though my name came up 3 times, but no. Please, no. Okay. I've been involved on this Temperance for Net project for $3 billion. We have all the support we wanted from Senator Feinstein and our representatives, Mr. David Nunes and Mr. Valadeo, Congressman, and of course, our other supervisor from the northern part. And I want you to know that there's 5 counties involved, and they all being supportive with $50,000 apiece. And now they're going to be doing another round of $50,000, and that money is being used to hire administration, the staff, the writers for the proposal, and everything's being done already. The Table Mountain Ranch area is $50,000. They're part of this. I am the representative for the eastern part of the 5 counties, and we have Robert Silver representing the western county, and we have 2 other districts. And each of the cities in Fresno County, according to population, have made a contribution and will make another contribution. But we're excited that that's going to be history. We cannot, again, risk I'm not having water. We cannot. That is a big loss, especially for us, that we get 100% of our water from the Central Valley Project. And for me as the mayor of the city, and to know that we have no water, no, it can't be. So we've done our work. We've traveled the whole state. We've been to Washington. We're going to go again one more time to Washington, probably within a month. But my supervisor, Buddy Mendez, is beautiful supporter, 100% supporter. And the other counties, they're all very good supporters. So keep your fingers crossed that we're going to make history. We're going to secure the water for your grandchildren and my grandchildren and our communities so that we can keep prospering. So I just wanted to report an update. I'm honored to be part of that committee, Joint Powers Agreement. I'm honored, and I've never missed one meeting, because that's how important it is for me to be informed about where we're at and where we're going and who I need to get involved. But we're very happy that our assemblyman, Joaquin Arambola, is very supportive of it. We have Mr. Vidak, Senator Vidak. He's always been a pro for Orange Cove, my senator. So you want to add anything else to that?
No, just add that there's a potential for the mayor and I to be traveling up to Sacramento on Monday, May 6th. To go to the hearing that's going to be had for the legislation that's going to be passed for that Senator Vidak's introducing for the $4 million for Orange Cove, Parlier, and Wood Lake for police.
Yeah, it's exciting to get $4 million to build a new police department downtown, because they're crowded over here. The fire department needs that. That's theirs. So Senator Vidak was very, very supportive, and we're working together, and we're going to get that done. Okay? So, is there any further business? If not, thank you very much. Meeting adjourned.